Last Tuesday, I joined Jenny Parks, the president of the New Mexico Community Foundation, to begin delivering the new CHSPA awards and grant money, Ed McMahon style.
Hi, this is Jenny Parks here. Thank you.
Our first stop was in Enlace, a social justice organization here in Albuquerque. The staff did know we were coming that day, but they thought it was just for a site visit and tour. Upon entering the building, we were warmly greeted by the organization's founder, Claudia Medina.
Hi, everyone.
Enlace's mission, she explained, is to eliminate domestic violence in the Latino immigrant community in central New Mexico and to change social norms from ones that tolerate domestic violence to ones that don't.
We want to be like the DWI people, you know, that eventually move people from being very against drinking and driving. We want to get people to be very against being abusive towards family members.
But before we got too far into our site visit, Jenny had to come clean and divulge the real reason we were there.
We're actually here to do something besides a site visit. We're here to give you an award.
Oh my gosh!
This year is the first year that the New Mexico Community Foundation is giving out the CHSPA grant. And it's for organizations that do a lot with a little and have a big impact on their communities. We've heard so much about your wonderful work, and so we're here today to honor that.
Woo-hoo.
So congratulations. So for that, there's this nice little flame,
beautiful.
2012 CHSPA award winner, and we also have a little plaque.
And board chairwoman Cindy Kaiser had the honor of presenting the grant money.
I think the best part of this award is a check for $7,000.
That's wonderful.
Thank you so much.
This is amazing. I had no idea. I thought it was a formal site visit.
Claudia and her staff were truly surprised, and their candid reactions turned out to be very similar to the day's second recipient, Glennis Carl, the founder of the Coming Home Connection.
Because we're actually here to give you an award.
Oh, you are?
Yes, we are.
I didn't know that.
I know, it's a surprise.
Oh, did you know? Oh my God.
So
look at this.
Oh, you deserve it so much.
It's for all of you and the great work you do.
What a shock.
Yes.
Glennis' excitement was obvious, and she assured Jenny that the money would go to good use, allowing them to further their mission serving families in need of in-home medical and hospice care in Santa Fe.
It's so needed. I mean, in every home for people that do have insurance. Often they can't afford 24/7 at home.
Scenes like these were repeated across New Mexico last week as the awards were delivered to 12 different nonprofit organizations.
Half of the grants are given out to organizations that advance opportunities for women and girls, and the other half serve a variety of needs.
Like youth development programs, community centers, and transitional housing programs. And Jenny pointed out that the grants are unrestricted, which is important because it allows organizations to use the money to fund general operations, which is often the hardest to raise.
And so in addition to rewarding them financially, we just wanted to kind of give them a pat on the back as well and say, you know, thank you for the work you do and the impact that you're having in people's lives.
The award system was based on the MacArthur Genius Grant. The MacArthur grant is for $500,000, but the premise of secret nominators and surprise deliveries is the same.
And then we had a committee made up of NMCF donors and volunteers make the final decisions about who would get the grants and awards. It really was a community effort from the nominators to the folks that were nominated and are getting the awards and now to the people who selected them.
And if you feel like you've heard the word community a lot in this story, well, that's intentional. According to Jenny, community is precisely what the award is all about.
CHSPA means spark in Spanish. And so the CHSPA grant is for those who are a spark that can light a fire that even has a bigger impact in their community.
Jenny says she hopes this grant money, while modest in its size, is enough to make sure these organizations can continue serving their communities and that this new program has the momentum to last for many years to come. For KUNM, I'm Carrie Young.